Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. A week ago, the Census Bureau released its Advanced Monthly Sales for Retail and Food Services report for September. According to the raw numbers as gathered by the Census Bureau, sales fell 5.6% in September from August. On checking further, I found that the five most recent September reports had each fallen by at least 5% from the prior month. This consistent pattern of falling sales at this time of year cannot be blamed on terrible winter storms, hurricanes, earthquakes, or a short holiday shopping season. My guess is that it's at least partly related to summer workers who quit work to return to school, thereby reducing their spending habits. The U.S. government doesn't want the public to focus on such scary economic numbers. So, as it does with so many financial statistics, the release headline emphasizes the so-called seasonally adjusted results. For September 2015, seasonally adjusted retail and food service sales rose by 0.1%. In the four prior years, the seasonally adjusted September sales rose three times. The other year showed only a 0.2% decline. Are seasonally adjusted sales reports statistically valid? The government would like you to think they are. However, over time, problems have been uncovered with such data. For jobs and unemployment reports, for instance, the Bureau of Labor Statistics has used statistically invalid sample sizes multiple times. There are also problems with changes in consumer prices and housing sales. In housing reports, the margin of error is so wide as to make the report meaningless. If you say that the confidence level of the survey is so low that the actual results may be 50% better or 50% worse than the reported number, you don't have any real comfort in planning on the basis of this data. For all practical purposes, the seasonally adjusted reports can include whatever results the government wants people to believe. Don't fall for it. There are errors in the raw data of government reports, but they will generally be more accurate. That's it for now. Tune in again next time for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.